Inspired by the real-life experience of the author Wendy Willis Baldwin and her sister, the novel The Sisters We Were follows two estranged sisters on their complicated yet ultimately triumphant journey toward futures of their own designs. The book echoes the real-life relationship between the author and her sister, who herself once weighed 531 pounds before her life-changing bariatric surgery. The book is The Sisters We Were, and we welcome Wendy Willis Baldwin to the roundtable this morning. Wendy, thank you very much for being with us.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be on, Joe. Thanks so much for having me.
A delight. As mentioned, inspired by a true story, give us a sense when this started to come on your radar as a story that you would like to tell as a novel.
Yeah, so The Sisters We Were is a fictionalized account of two sisters who have very different coping strategies with regard to how they've overcome childhood traumas and whatnot. Basically, it's a story about sisterhood and the way our most intimate relationships expand and contract in direct relationship to the secrets we keep. And, you know, in real life, my own sister and I had experienced some shared childhood trauma. And my sister's coping strategy in real life developed into what spiraled out of control with a horrible food addiction. And my coping strategy was probably every bit as unhealthy, but just not as visible. Had a lot of rage and fear and anxiety, and I kind of learned to cope in different ways. And I was just very interested. My sister made in real life a very courageous decision about 10 years ago to save herself. So I decided I would write a story featuring a 531-pound protagonist. And most of the novel is fictionalized. The part that isn't is the actual timeline of my protagonist's dramatic transformation with regard to her weight.
These two sisters are estranged. And it's when the sister who has the issue with her weight says, I'm going to change, and ultimately needs help.
That's right. I mean, I like to call Pearl and Ruby Crenshaw, my two main characters, flawed and fabulous, because they tend to be people much like ourselves who take two steps forward, one step back. Or, you know, they are estranged, and there's this catalyst that happens. Pearl wants to change, save her life, basically. She knows she's very close to becoming bedbound. And Ruby has a temper tantrum that kind of goes viral, and it forces the two sisters to be right under the same roof and together sort of facing their demons. And they have to decide how they're going to, you know, keep moving forward and how they're going to heal. And it's a lot of real, a lot of raw, and a lot of rowdy.
When it comes to the rowdy part here, it's that the sister says, okay, I'm going to do something major here to change my life. Pearl says, I'm going to lose this weight, and yet learns that, yes, that is one part of the problem, but she still has to reconnect with her sister.
That's right. The story, I think all the nuances that are revealed in the narrative, is among others, one is that, you know, we can make choices about having a better health, or, you know, make choices about our health, I should say. But ultimately, real healing is about, you know, getting in touch with our self-worth and deciding, you know, I'm worth this. And just because we fix our wounds and we look healed on the outside doesn't necessarily mean that we're healed on the inside. And I think a lot of that is reflected as the story goes on.
Obviously, when you take on a project like this, I assume that your sister has to not sign off on it, but at least give you her blessing.
Yeah, I definitely sought that out. My sister and I have been very close, but we've gone through a period of estrangement in our lives. Right about the time I started work on this was a time that my sister and I were reconciling, and it was a really cathartic thing to sit down and write a story where I was giving voice to this 531-pound protagonist. And it was a fun process to go through, a very healing one to go through with my own sister, because she was kind of my original beta reader. You know, I was sharing everything with her. And she was like, you know, helping me along with the weight loss portion of it, because she lost 349 pounds over a period of 18 months. And most people are like, wow, impossible. No, it isn't. It actually happened. And so to the extent that I could follow that timeline and that weight loss timeline, it was super helpful. And then I was able to just kind of fill in the rest of the character development under that sort of scaffolding. But yeah, my sister was super helpful. And in fact, we developed a podcast called the Life After Fat Pants podcast, where we talk about true stories of transformation. And the genesis of that name was based on, you know, the jeans that my sister actually wore when she was at her heaviest and she lost the weight. We'd done a magazine article and we were both standing in each leg of her jeans. And it was just really impactful to see the transformation and the way that she had just opened her world up. I mean, she tells everybody that she got smaller and her world got bigger. So it's been a really cool process. And in the course of writing the book, you know, and she writes a really nice note at the end, but it's all about kind of giving voice to marginalized characters that we don't often hear from in fiction.
She does write a note at the end, and it gives it a lot of context. Obviously, her transformation is something that people see. For Ruby, less so, but there's still a transformation.
Yeah, there is. I mean, I think Ruby is one, you know, who she's the foil in this. And she, like so many people who look at other people who have a weight problem, including myself, for many years when I was growing up, it was hard to love someone so much and feel like they're killing themselves, essentially, before your eyes. And, you know, you could say the same thing for people with an alcohol addiction or a drug addiction or anorexia even. You know, it's just very painful to watch anyone you love have an addiction that's spiraling out of control. And I observed that with my own sister for many, many years. And my tactics and my strategies with her were, you know, less than effective. You know, oh, just work out, exercise, eat less, you know, all of these sort of very superficial things that really don't address the core issues. And so Ruby lets us see that through that lens. And over the course of the narrative, and as she understands and begins to peel away the layers of the onion on Pearl's past and their shared childhood trauma with childhood sexual abuse and whatnot, it's then that Ruby begins to have the empathy. And hopefully that's what the reader ultimately takes away from it as well.
When you are writing this, how far did you have to be away from the actual occurrence of this? You said you started writing this at the beginning, but did you give it some time to breathe, or were you writing as this was going on?
No, it was definitely time to breathe, a lot of time to breathe. I mean, when I started writing the story of Pearl Crenshaw and the sisters we were, my real sister had kept her weight off for 10 years at that point. She didn't really pursue her weight loss until she was 40 years old. And it's just been such an amazing time period for her and for us as sisters. In fact, a little nugget about the name, you know, the characters are Pearl and Ruby Crenshaw. And the way I came up with the last name Crenshaw is that my sister flew up to visit me when I was living in Virginia. I now live in New Hampshire. But at the time, I was living in Virginia, and we went on a walk on the back roads, and there was a famous trail called Crenshaw Road, and it's along Goose Creek in northern Virginia. And I talked to her about the concept for the book and everything, and it was the first time, Joe, that my sister and I had ever taken a walk as grown-ups where we were able to keep pace with one another and walk side by side. And at that moment, I said, you know, I've got this idea for these characters, and I think I want to name them Pearl and Ruby Crenshaw. And, you know, she loved it, and I loved it, and it just seemed to fit. It was, so that's kind of the backstory of where I got that name.
And doing the podcast allows, I assume, for you to work in a project together and to get even closer as you work through other issues.
Yeah, and that's been really fun because, you know, when I was going out on submission with this manuscript before I had agent representation, I had a few agents get back to me early on, and I still have the emails. One of them very early on was saying, you know, this is distasteful. Quite frankly, no one's going to want to hear from a 531-pound protagonist. And they said things like this, and it was, like, hurtful. It really hurt my feelings. And when I shared those things with my sister, we just decided, you know what? No shushing allowed. And that kind of was the impetus behind launching the podcast, the Life After Fat Pants podcast. And so we talk about true stories of transformation of all sorts, whether it's dramatic weight loss or, a decision to take on a new job or a major move or, you know, an event, anything. But the podcast is very much in keeping with the theme of the novel, which is that notion that we're all just one decision away from a totally different life. And that's exactly what happened with Pearl Crenshaw.
The name of the novel is The Sisters We Were. It is published by Sourcebooks Landmark. Wendy Willis Baldwin, thank you so much for being with us this morning. Best of luck with the novel, and thank you for sharing.
Hey, thanks for your support, Joe. I so appreciate it.
Great pleasure. Thank you very much. Again, the name of the book is The Sisters We Were, published by Sourcebooks Landmark. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.